The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning. And as a firm, our firm, Money Matters, we specialize in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And this show, if that is you, is designed for you. So we're going to have a bunch of stuff to talk about. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on the show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 8,400 families in 43 states, and it is an honor. It is a privilege. We are so blessed. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors for the seventh year in a row.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, it's nice to be loved. Thank you. But, you know, without our clients, we would be nowhere. So that award is nice. But without them, I wouldn't have got it. So therefore, thank you, everyone. Let me go over with you, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. Now, in case you haven't noticed, the market, the stock market, the S&P, the Dow, has been unbelievably volatile lately. I mean, oh my gosh, on Thursday, it was down 400 points, it was up 200 points, it was down another 300. What an incredible day. What is causing all of this volatility? Why is this happening? What's going on? And is it the precursor for the next big drop, the next big market crash? Well, we're going to go over two things that I think are driving this volatility and could cause the next market crash. And so I will give you that. And also this week, I want to talk with you, since we do specialize in working with people that are over 50, retired or retiring soon, and helping them with their retirement planning, one of the things as a financial planner that we want to always look for is what can harm our clients. You know, we want to plan for the worst and hope for the best, not the other way around, right? So this week we're going to continue in our series of the 18 risks that you can face in retirement, and we're on number 11 this week. And number 11 is sequence of returns, and this is a really, really important one for you guys listening to the show to understand, okay? Because the way that you receive returns, the order in which you get them, can mean the difference between your money lasting you the rest of your life or you running out of money, even though the average return over that period is exactly the same.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Well, you should be. And probably half the people that are listening to the show don't even understand what I just said. So I'm going to explain it in more detail. But let me just say that if you made 8% one way and you made 8% another way, in one way you could run out of money, and in the other way you could have money the rest of your life. Okay, so 8% is not the same. So we'll talk about sequence of returns. And for those of you who are retired or retiring soon, you need to know this. It's important. Now, also this week, one of the things that comes up in almost every conversation that we have with our beloved and most valued clients is Social Security. And when to take it, how to take it. And so I have some questions that I want to answer that I've got here. And these ones are the ones that are relating to if you're working and you want to get Social Security at the same time. So how does working affect your benefits, and how do you look at it from that standpoint? We'll help you do some planning in that regard. Now, also, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we help our clients with their income tax planning and their estate planning, and we're not CPAs or attorneys, but we help our clients. We look at that with them. We also help them with their income planning, how to get income from their investments, and we also manage their money for them. And one of the things that we believe in as our foundational philosophy is that buy hold is not a complete. It's a good idea, but it's incomplete. Okay, because you also should have a sell strategy. And, you know, when we talk about sequence of returns, I'll give you more evidence of why that's important. But also, you know, we have what we call a buy, hold, and sell strategy. And that's why in November of 2007, you know, our strategy said to sell. And we told our clients to get out of the market, to sell all their stock investments, their equities, and get out and stay out actually for almost a year and a half. It wasn't until June of 2009 before we said it was time to buy. And so for almost a year and a half, clients who followed our advice did not participate in the market crash we saw in 2008. So I want to talk with you. We're going to have a little fun this week because a lot of you are buy holders. And we're going to have a quiz, okay? So, and we're going to call it, you know you're a buy holder if... dot, dot, dot. Okay. So we're going to see if you recognize yourself, and we'll laugh at ourselves a little bit. We'll look in the mirror and see if we can have a good laugh. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop there. I mean, most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. Tarzan? Where did Tarzan? Oh, that was me. You're right. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, that was me 30 years ago when I first started in this business. I came to where I was buff back then. You know, I came in, I was wearing my loincloth. My manager summarily sent me home. He was like, that's not the dress code. But I gave him the Tarzan yell and they recorded it. That was me right there. But anyway, most shows would stop there. But do we stop there? No, of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And so this week, we're going to talk about what goes by your will and what doesn't. Okay, and just actually was the result of a conversation I was having with a client last week where they were saying, you know, doesn't everything go by what my will says? And as it turned out in their case, very little went by what their will said and everything else didn't. And so they were surprised by that. And so I thought, you know what? That's a good topic for the show. So we'll talk about what goes by your will and what doesn't. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you, and I'm sure you're going to stay tuned for the entire program. But before we get started on that, I just want to take a moment. And, you know, we have offices in California that have been affected by the fires, by these crazy, horrible fires that have caused incredible destruction. And I just want to tell everybody that is affected by that, that all of us here at Money Matters, our hearts go out to you, our prayers go out to you. And, you know, we're here in any way that we can to help you. You know, one client that I was talking to, their entire house was burned to the ground. They have nothing left. Everything they owned is gone. And I mean, think about the tragedy of that. You know, it's just unbelievable. So all of you in California, I hope you're well. And I hope we can entertain you a little bit on this show, make you feel a little bit better. But we our hearts and our prayers are with you. So let's talk about what is causing the volatility in the market. And what could cause, in my view, the next big market correction, the big market down bear market, and even a recession in our country. So the two things right now, and it's the same mantra. I've talked about this for the last month, I think, and that is interest rates and China. So if you look back at since 1950, and this is according to Bloomberg, every recession we've had has been preceded by an inversion of the yield curve, okay, which means that long-term rates were lower than short-term rates. And essentially what it means is that the Federal Reserve raised interest rates too much. Okay, that's kind of an easy way of understanding that. So one thing that the market is very concerned about right now is, you know, the Fed is saying we're going to raise interest rates and it's only a matter of how much and how frequently and how cautiously, but it's all about we're going to raise rates. And the concern is, you know, the U.S. economy is like this big giant oil tanker and it's cruising along and they're trying to turn it. You know, they're trying to turn it. And so they raised interest rates 3 years ago a little bit and the ship didn't turn. So then they raise it again. The ship didn't turn. They raise it again. Ships didn't turn. And they kept doing it. And now the ship is starting to turn a little faster than maybe we want it to turn. And everybody's going like, well, maybe they raised interest rates too much. Maybe they did it again. No. So that kind of concern is causing a lot of investors not to invest. And, you know, when you're concerned, you don't invest, right? And so what happens is that you have more sellers than buyers. And then that's what you get is volatility. And then you throw on top of that we're about to, I think, enter into a trade war with China, because if they don't resolve things by January, then all kinds of tariffs and all that kicks in, and I don't see how they get it done before January. So I think we're going to war, folks. It may not last very long. They may call a truce soon after, but I think we're going to have a trade war, and I think that's not going to be pretty. So those two things are causing people to be concerned, and therefore the volatility. The important thing in my view is, you know, you can't predict these things. They could be resolved tomorrow. We could get a surprise announcement and Trump and Xi have a big photo op and everything's done. The Fed could say we've chosen not to raise interest rates anymore for a while, and both of those things are off the table and the market goes up 2,000 points. I mean, you can't predict anything with this. So the important thing for me is and that's why we have our buy, hold, and sell strategy, is you want to invest to participate in the gains, but when things turn south, you want to have a strategy that helps to protect you against that down. If you have that, then, you know, and that's what we do, then we feel that confidence. You know, I'm not worried about the market suddenly turning down, and I want to participate in the upside, and that's why I feel good about what we're doing. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, if that's you, then we want to work with you, okay? We're a firm that we work primarily with people like that, and we want to help you with your retirement planning. We want to help you to invest with confidence. We want you to have what we call your second childhood without parental supervision, which is your retirement. We want to help you make Social Security decisions, estate planning decisions, investment decisions. We want to help you with all of that. We want to help you to build that all out, and if you'd like to take advantage of it, if you go to our website, you have two choices. You can either go to one of our seminars, and we have a bunch near you, or you can visit with one of our advisors, but go to moneymatters.net for either one of those opportunities. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about number 11 of the 18 risks that you could face in retirement. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La la, dun, 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 dun. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. That's what we spend almost all of our time talking about with our clients. And so we work with people primarily who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 wealth managers. And we're very proud of that. But you know what? Once again, without our clients, we would be absolutely nowhere. And I don't even think Forbes would know who we were. So we owe all of that to our clients and new clients listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you are not a client, then consider it. Okay. If you're over 50, retired, retiring soon, if that's you, then go to our website. It's moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. And we have resources there, videos, podcasts, articles, stuff that I think you'll find of benefit to help you with your retirement planning. All right. We're going to talk about number 11 of the risks that you could face in retirement. And I actually think this one is maybe one of the biggest risks to your financial security, and it's the one that, to a great degree, you can't control. Okay, you can do things about it to mitigate it, and I'm going to go over that with you. But in terms of your ability to actually affect it, it's very difficult, and that's called sequence of returns risk. Okay, now what does that mean? Well, let me give you an example. So we've got Peggy, and Peggy's portfolio is worth $10,000, and she's going to draw $1,100 at the end of each period. Okay, and Peggy earns returns in years 1 through 5, and this is the sequence, right? So in year 1, she makes 40%. Wow, has a fantastic return. Year 2, she makes 20%. Year 3, she makes 0. Year 4, she loses 20%. And year 5, she loses 40%. So if you average all of that out, she made 0 return. Now, Greg, on the other hand, he starts with the same amount of money. He makes the same withdrawals. He earns the same returns, except in reverse order. So what happens with Greg is he loses 40% right off the bat. Then he loses 20% in year 2, then 0, then he makes 20%, and then he makes 40. So he also made 0% over that 5-year period. So who do you think comes out ahead in that deal? Peggy comes out way ahead over Greg. Why? Because Greg, right out the bat, lost 40% of his money. And then the next year, he lost another 20. He's down 60% plus the money he's taken out. I mean, you make 20% on 0, you're going to make 0, right? So, I mean, that's the problem with the sequence of returns. And the other problem with the sequence of returns is that you can't control that, right? You can't control what the market's going to do in the first 5 years of your retirement, just as Peggy and Greg here. You know, you can't say, okay, in the first 3 years, I want the market to be up, and then in the next 3 years, I want it to be down, because that's a sequence that works. You can't do that. So, therefore, what you have to do is these are the strategies that we employ to help address sequence risk. Because sequence risk, the order in which you get returns from investments, I think is the single biggest risk to people who are taking money out of their investments, that are living on their money. Okay. Now, if you weren't living on your money, the 0% return in both ways, it's the same. You end up with $8,064 regardless of which way you do it. But if you're taking money out, that's the difference. And most of our clients take money out to live on. We have very few clients that invest with us that they just say, you know, here's the money and I'm never going to touch it the rest of my life. No, most of our clients live on their money. So, number one thing that we look at is reducing the volatility in your portfolio. You don't want to have these minus 40s and plus 40s. Those are bad, okay? Therefore, diversification is how you do that. It smooths out your returns. It makes you not make as much money in a good year. That plus 40% year, you're not going to make that. If you're diversified, you're going to make maybe a third of that. So you have to accept that in the good years, you're going to make less. The important thing is that in the bad years, you want to lose less. You want to smooth that out. That's number one, to help with reducing the volatility. Number two is you want to look at how do you do your distributions, okay? You want to look at the withdrawal strategy from your portfolio, and there's different ways of doing that, okay? So one way that we do it is, you know, we look at a percentage that you take out. Now, here's a strategy that we don't do, but you could do this if you wanted to eliminate sequence risk. And that is, you say, okay, I'm going to take 5% of my money out every year, and it's based on the value of the account at the end of last year. Okay, so if you lose 40%, you take 5% of the remaining 60. You give yourself a big cut in pay. Unfortunately, most people can't live like that. So that strategy would eliminate the sequence risk, but it doesn't work for people. So the big, big thing that we do with our clients is we monitor their cash flow. Okay, we try to diversify the portfolio so as to smooth out those sequence of returns and reduce that kind of risk. We want to make sure, we want to look at the cash flow. How much are you spending? We want to look to that and see that we're not spending too much and analyze that on an annual basis. And the other thing that we do is we want to provide downside protection on your portfolio, because the big risk on sequence of returns is the down years. Obviously, if you make 40%, that doesn't hurt you. It's the minus, right? It's the big 40 down. So what you want to do, in my opinion, is you want to have a strategy to protect against the downside in your portfolio. That's a big way to reduce sequence risk. And how do we do that? Well, we have, as I've talked about, a buy, hold, and sell strategy. We believe that when the trend goes badly, we don't want to take that huge risk of having something like 2008 or Y2K happen to our clients. And so therefore, we have a sell strategy, and we say it's time to get out, and we sell our equity positions. So that's how we address that, and I think it's how you should consider doing it as well. So here's what I'd like you to do. Go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. If you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then you are the person we want to work with. Okay, so on the website, we have podcasts, we have articles, we have videos, all about things that have to do with retirement planning. And while you're there, you can also sign up for one of our seminars. Go and learn. You know, one thing that you can do for yourself is arm yourself with knowledge, learn stuff. And that way, you know, you can be better informed when you're making your decisions. And if you go to our seminars, we talk about fighting inflation. We talk about our buy, hold, and sell strategy. We talk about income planning, social security planning. We talk about your 401k, diversification, how to calculate your magic number. That's the amount of money you need to retire on, in our opinion. We'll help you to calculate that. We'll look at how much risk do you need to take to support your lifestyle. Well, that's we call that your hurdle rate, and we'll help you to calculate how much risk you need to take in your retirement, in our opinion. So we'll help you with a lot of stuff at our seminars, and you can find one near you and sign up for it by going to our website. It is moneymatters.net. All right, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security and how it affects your working. So stay tuned, or reverse that, but you know what I mean. And we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And on this show, ladies and gentlemen, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And apparently, all those other financial shows, I've heard that they stir their bonds. Can you imagine stirring your bonds? I mean, what are you thinking? Gee whiz. What, you know?
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It actually is very silly, Hal. And we try to have more fun on this show than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff. And so let me, before we go one step further, introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And we now work with over 8,400 families in 43 states. And we are honored. We are privileged. And Financial Times, now for the second time this year, named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 registered investment advisors. And so we're very proud of that. But of course, without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. So I give that one to them. And speaking of our clients, once again, you know, I want to just say to all of our clients and everybody that's listening to the show in California, our hearts and our prayers are going out to you. You know, what you're experiencing is unbelievable. I can't even imagine the tragedy of all of that stuff. So our prayers are with you. All right, we're going to talk about Social Security now, which is kind of a topic that comes up a lot with us when we're talking with clients. And there are questions that get asked. And so a question that gets asked is, you know, for example, here, how does the government take a dollar for every $2 over the max income that you're allowed to have? So is that a question of, like, how do they do it? Or is it a question of how do they calculate to do it? Okay, how do they do it? Well, they take it back. That's how they do it. They just don't give it to you. So that's how they do it. Okay, but so maybe what you're asking is, how does the earning test work, right? So that's probably more what it is. Okay, so basically, the logistic of it is Social Security first asks people who are under their normal retirement age. And for example, in our discussion here, we're going to say they're 66, okay? So they ask people who are under 66 who are receiving benefits to estimate their earned income for the year. Okay, so let's say a person who is receiving $1,500 in Social Security benefits plans to earn $30,000 this year. So the threshold is $17,040 in 2018. That's the earning test amount. So if you have $30,000 of estimated income this year, then you subtract out the $17,040 and you're left with $12,960. Okay, now you divide. This is how great our government is, okay? Let me continue. I love how they come up with this stuff. I mean, it's amazing. the complexity of this is like, you know, it's like it's mind-blowing, but you got to marvel at it. But anyway, so you take that 1960, you divide it by 2. And now you get 6,480 in withheld benefits. So rather than withholding the benefits proportionately to each month, no benefits would be paid for as many months as it takes to make up the $6,480. So if you're asking how they do it, they just don't pay you. So dividing 6,480 by 1,500, you get 4.32. This means 5 months of benefits would be withheld, with the extra partial month amount paid back the following January. So they give it back to you. The partial, a year later. After the year is over and actual earnings have been reported, any necessary adjustments will be made.
You double-crosser, you!
So that's how they do it, if you wanted to know. So the question I was asked by a client is, well, what if I don't tell them? And that's why, I said, trust me, if you don't tell them, they'll know. They know everything. Anyway, so that's how they do it. And basically, it's a dollar for every $2 that you earn over the threshold. That's how they do it. All right. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, and you are in the horns of the Social Security questions as to when you should take them, how you should take them, if you work or not, all those kind of things, then you know what? We want to work with you. We want to help you with all those things. And, you know, so go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor, or you can sign up for a seminar. But specifically here, I'm talking about Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, then we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And what we want to do when we visit is we want to help you to build what we call a cash flow statement. We want to look into the future and see what you're going to be spending and what your income sources are. Are you going to run out of money? We want to do some what-if scenarios on all that kind of stuff. Do you have enough money to retire on? We want to help you determine that as well. And then we're also going to look at decisions on Social Security and how that would impact your cash flow in the future or right now if you're about to make that decision. So if you are retired or retiring soon, basically the point is we want to help you to make good decisions. So go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and click on Meet with an Advisor and put your stuff in there and we'll call you. All right? So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have some fun. And we're going to have you figure out if you are a buy holder or not. And we'll have some fun, as I said. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Pennies from heaven, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 8,400 families in 43 states. And, you know, we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So our clients are primarily over 50. They are retiring soon or they're retired already. And if that's you, this show is designed for you. We do it all to help as many people have a financially secure retirement as we possibly can. So that's our goal. And, you know, with our clients, what we tell them is our goal for you is for you to have financial peace of mind. And we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun, relax, play golf, travel, spend time with your grandchildren, do all that kind of stuff, and don't spend one moment thinking about your finances. And if we accomplish that, then we feel like we have achieved, we have delivered our product, okay? That's what we want to do. And so everything that we do is geared around trying to get to that goal. And one of the most important things that we believe in terms of having peace of mind is to have a sell strategy or a floor underneath you when it comes to your investments, okay? And so what I mean by that is that if we have in our firm, one of the things we do for our clients is we help manage their money for them, or we manage their money for them. And when we do that, we have a philosophy which we call buy, hold, and sell. And this philosophy basically says that buy, you have to do, right? If you don't buy any investments, you got nothing to work for you. You do have to hold them for a while because you want them to do, you know, what they're supposed to do. But then you also have to have a sell strategy. If you stop with buy, hold, I believe that's incomplete. And the sell strategy is designed to not only help against big losses, but give peace of mind. And so, you know, personally, I participate along with our clients, myself, right? I invest right with them. And I sleep at night with all this volatility there is because I have confidence in our sales strategy. And I have the confidence that if the market turns south and we have another big market crash, I believe that our strategy will help us to be out. And, you know, in 2007, in November of 2007, our strategy said to sell. And clients that followed our advice, we sold out all our equities. And so when the S&P went down 57% and all of that in the 2008 market crash, and the Dow went down, I don't know how many thousands of points, for that entire year, 2008, we were not in the stock markets. And in fact, our buy signal, which, by the way, you have to also have. You can't just have a sell. You got to know when to buy as well. Got to have both. And the third, the hold strategy. And that is that, you know, it came in June of 2009, which was a year and a half almost after we said to sell. So all of that is our philosophy of how to manage money for retired people. Now, if you're 20 years old, you know, and you've got a long time horizon, you may be able to be more aggressive and you can take a 2008 or a Y2K in stride. I don't think many did, but you could. But certainly not if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon. I don't think you can take that in stride. So there's going to be another market correction. There's going to be another bear market in the future, I believe. I give that about 100% probability. And so I think you should plan ahead and not be caught in that if you can. And that's our philosophy. Now, our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell is not common, all right? I would say that it's not kind of the normal way of thinking. I think most people believe buy, hold is better, right? So we're going to have a little quiz with you. We're going to have a little fun, all right? So we're going to ask you, you know if you are a buy holder if, and we're going to go through them, right? So see if this is you. You think the market will always come back, and it's okay to lose 20 or 30% while you're waiting. If you believe that, then you're a buy holder. Number two, your spouse told you to sell in 2008, but you ignored your spouse because you knew better. You know you're a buy holder if you bought a diversified portfolio 4 years ago and you've never looked at it since. Okay, that's like the definition right there. You know you're a buy holder if every instinct in your body is telling you to sell, and you ignore each and every one of those instincts. You know you're a buy holder if you still own the first investment you ever made. And I know somebody like that. And they're proud of it. Okay. You know you're a buy holder if you're really good at buying, but really lousy at selling. You know, and a lot of people are like that. They're really good at buying investments. They have all these investments they bought, and they can't ever sell them no matter how bad they've gotten or how worthless they're going to become. They can't do it. You know you are a buy holder if losing a quarter of your money in the next bear market is okay with you. So think about that one. You know, or 20%, right? A bear market is 20%. So if losing 20% of your equity portfolio is okay with you, then guess what? You're a buy holder. And lastly, you're a buy holder if
you're tearing me apart.
That is the funniest movie. Man, you're making I want to go watch that movie. That Young Frankenstein. Oh, I love that movie. But anyway, You know you're a buy holder if you think that taking money out of a declining portfolio is a recipe for financial security. Because if your portfolio is going down and you're just going to hold on through all of that while you're taking money out, that's what you're doing. And if you think that's the recipe for financial security, then you're a buy holder. I don't agree with any of the things I just said, right? And therefore, I'm not a buy holder. But anyway, if our philosophy intrigues you, if you find a kernel of truth in there somewhere, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, all right? And when you go there, we have articles, we have podcasts, we have videos on the topic of buy, hold, and sell. You can also buy my book on Amazon if you'd like, and all the proceeds from the sales of that book that I receive, they all go to the Boys and Girls Clubs, so you're helping a good cause, and you'll read what I think is maybe the preeminent best written book in the history of business books, but that's just my opinion. And you can learn also from the book. But while you're at the website, what you might also do, you got two options. One is you can click on Meet with an Advisor, in which case we can schedule a time for you to visit and go through your retirement planning process, the decisions you're looking at, and we want to help you with all of those. Also, we could invite you to come to one of our seminars. And I'll give you an inducement to go to a seminar, okay? Because at the seminars, we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. And folks, let me tell you something. Chocolate chunk, right? Real chocolate. Chips are made with wax. It's paraffin. You don't want to eat wax. It's gross. You want real chocolate. So moneymatters.net is where you can go to sign up for a seminar, meet with an advisor, or both. moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what goes by your will and what doesn't. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane? Who wants a private landing field too?
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know, when I think about the fact that we now work with over 8,400 families in 43 states, it just warms my heart. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I'm so thankful to all of our clients for having chosen us to be their financial advisor. It's just something that, you know, before I go to sleep at night, I get down on my knees and I thank. And it's just a fact. So we are a firm that primarily works with people who are retired or retiring soon. We specialize in retirement planning. And so one of the things that we talk a lot about with our clients is estate planning. Okay, and this is when you decide that you want to leave to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. That's the estate planning process.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
And you know what? You want happy squirts, right? You don't want unhappy squirts, because unhappy squirts are not good. But anyway, you know what? I forgot to tell you this because I'm so introverted and self-effacing, but I wanted to just mention, because I've never said it before, but Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors for the seventh year in a row.
Did you know? Shazam.
Yeah, Gomer, it's true. Shazam is right. Anyway, this is the time where we do talk about how to keep the little squirts happy because, you know, money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not? So, it's the act of estate planning. And this week, the topic we're going to talk about is what goes by your will and what doesn't. And this surprises a lot of people. So I'm going to tell you all about it. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So therefore, every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about what goes by your will and what doesn't. So the simple answer to that is that anything that has a beneficiary designation does not go by your will. Okay? So what does that mean? IRA accounts, retirement plans through work. You may remember when you opened those accounts, they asked you, who's your beneficiary? And you had to fill out the beneficiary designation form. And you said that, this is who gets it, what percentage they get, and all that. When you did that, you designated a beneficiary. That supersedes your will. Okay, so if in your will you just went and hired an attorney and you got your will done and you said, I want to leave 100% to my grandson, but your beneficiary designation on your IRA says that you're going to leave everything to your ex-wife or ex-husband, guess who's going to get that IRA? It's going to go to whoever you've named. It's not going to go by what your will said. Okay, so anything that has a beneficiary designation does not go by your will. So for example, life insurance policies have beneficiary designations. Annuities have beneficiary designations. Now, you can also have accounts where you have created a transfer on death, which is called a TOD. That's a form of beneficiary designation where you've designated who's going to get it. So what goes by your will are the things that have not been designated. Okay, that's what goes. So, for example, your home would go that way. Any bank accounts you have, those kind of things, those would go by your will. So, I was talking with a client about this, and they were surprised because they were very good savers. They did a good job, but all of the savings they did was in their 401k. And so the vast majority of their money, pretty much all the money that they have for their retirement is inside of their 401k money. And anything coming out of that upon their death goes by their beneficiary designation. And the only thing they had outside of that was their home and their car. And that's the only thing that goes by their will. And they were surprised by that because they'd just gone and gotten new wills. So that's how you know. If it has a beneficiary designation, it does not go by your will. It supersedes it. So something for you to know in case you haven't gone and reviewed your Benny designations anytime soon. I can tell you that's one of the biggest mistakes I see is that people have not reviewed their beneficiary designations on all that stuff in years. And life has changed since then. And if it has, you got to make sure it all reflects your wishes.
Okay? I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, I am too, Tom. So now, as I mentioned, we do work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we want to help you if you fit that demographic. And so if it is you, then what I'd like to do is invite you to come to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you that talk about retirement planning. At the seminar, we talk about how to calculate your magic number. Okay, we call your magic number how much money you need to be able to retire on. Okay, there's some assumptions involved in that, and we help you to calculate it and see if you're there or not. If you're there, congratulations. If you're not, then we got work to do. Got to roll our sleeves up and get to work. Also, we talk about what we call your hurdle rate. The hurdle rate is what we use to determine how much risk you should take with your investments. Some people don't need to take very much risk at all. Others need to take a little bit more. We want to help you determine that. We also want to talk about buy, hold, and sell, which is our philosophy of protecting principal on our equity holdings when the stock market goes down. Okay, and I think it will one of these days. It's, in my view, 100% chance we're going to have a bear market in the future. Okay, so if you think that's true, then we'll talk about our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell as well. We'll talk about where do you get income from? How do you income strategies? Once you retire, you want your investments to generate income for you. And we want to talk with you about that too. So we have a lot of information that I think you'll find beneficial at our seminars. And if you want to go to one, if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, there's one near you. And all you have to do is go to moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, find a seminar near you, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to wrap up the show. Oh my gosh, the show is over. Wow. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.